Yo, what's happening, everybody? My name is Anthony Correnti, and thank you, as always, for checking out another episode of the Dynasty Drive. I appreciate the support. Back for a second time on the feed after, a spotty attendance record at best over the past, year or so. But we went through my top 10 rookie quarterbacks on Monday. Today, I got my top 20 wide receivers from the 2023 NFL draft class as they stand just ahead of the draft itself. So before we get into that, if you're somebody who listens to the podcast all the time, I appreciate you hanging with me. If you're somebody checking it out for the first time, I appreciate you all the same. If you haven't already, you can follow me on Twitter at Dynasty Drive. And if you haven't already, head on over to patreon.com/rookiebigboard, where you can get a ton of valuable insight into not only this year's rookie class, but classes in the future as well. If you're a Devy player or a C2C player or just a dynasty player trying to stay ahead, there's a ton of valuable insight you can gain in terms of rankings, articles, video content, podcast content, covering all the bases over there. So as cheap as $3 a month, patreon.com/rookiebigboard. That's the place to be. So today's episode, my top 20 wide receivers from the 2023 NFL draft class. And let's just get right into it. So number one for me hasn't really changed at all throughout this process. Jaxon Smith-Njigba, the wide receiver from Ohio State. A prospect that it feels like we've done the thing where you can only say so much about some of these players, right? And we've been talking about JSN as a super highly regarded prospect since last offseason, right? After that monster sophomore year that he had playing alongside Chris Olave and Garrett Wilson. And then this past season deals with some nagging injuries. We don't see him a ton. But he went through that weird lull towards the end of the college season where, we weren't seeing him play and people were starting to like slide him down, like make it sound like he was going to fall out of the first round in the NFL draft or that there were other players ahead of him. He's been wide receiver one. He has remained wide receiver one. There's no reason for me to make the player who is probably both possessing the highest floor and quite potentially the highest ceiling at the wide receiver position in this year's draft class. JSN is a monster from the slot. We know that. I don't think he's a number one. I don't think like being a slot player is a bad thing. Teams move their best playmakers into the slot pretty regularly in today's NFL to exploit mismatches. And yeah, well, we're not going to use it as a negative because I think he plays in the slot because he's absolutely elite at it, but can still win on the outside as well. So JSN, wide receiver one for me. There's not a lot to not like. I guess you could be disappointed that he didn't play a ton this past year and dealt with the injury, but aside from that, he's locked in as wide receiver one and kind of by himself in tier one of wide receiver. I think there's a pretty clear separation from JSN down to the next prospect. So the next three guys I have lumped together as my tier two, wide receiver two in this class for me, Jordan Addison from USC, formerly from Pitt. Zay Flowers is wide receiver three from Boston College. And wide receiver four is Jalin Hyatt from University of Tennessee. So Jordan Addison, I think there was some initial disappointment in the fact that maybe he's even smaller than we thought. And maybe he wasn't quite as athletic as people hoped, but he's still a really good wide receiver. Super clean, creates separation, very good route runner. Another player that, did a lot of damage from the slot, but started to see a little bit more on the boundary as well. But he's an electric playmaker. He can create separation with the best of them. I think he's probably still a first-round pick come draft night. And the pretty easy wide receiver, too, in this class for me. Zay Flowers, somebody that I really liked coming into the season. I liked him last year. Felt like this last offseason he was starting to kind of get buried a little bit where wasn't getting some of the same hype that some of his contemporaries were. But I think he's a player that's kind of tailor-made for today's NFL. Somebody will take him early on and hopefully not to, I don't want to say he's Debo Samuel or anything like that, but kind of manufacture some of those touches for him near the line of scrimmage in addition to kind of more traditional wide receiver duties. But a really fun player to watch, just kind of unique in how he works and kind of maneuvers his body. His body control is really interesting. He can give you work after the catch and probably tougher than he gets credit for as well. And then closing out tier two for me, Jalin Hyatt at wide receiver four. I think he'll get labeled, you know, some of the one trick pony stuff, but it's a good trick. And it really could change where he stacks up in this class depending on draft capital and depending who selects him. But my hope is right now that he lands on an offense that wants to push the ball downfield with regularity and has an established quarterback to do it. And then I think, you know, you get the perfect Hyatt, or sorry, the perfect storm for Jalin Hyatt. So that's it. Wide receivers two through four, Addison, Flowers, Hyatt in tier two. Tier three for me, things start to run together a little bit more here. My wide receiver five in this class is Marvin Mims from Oklahoma. And then wide receiver six, Quentin Johnston from TCU. Wide receiver seven is Cedric Tillman, Jalin Hyatt's teammate from Tennessee. And then wide receiver eight is North Carolina's Josh Downs. So Marvin Mims is another player I've liked for a while. And I think has never really gotten the credit maybe he even deserves, just from like a sheer production standpoint. You know, I think it's one of those names, again, like you hear it for a while. He had some buzz as a freshman at Oklahoma. He had over 600 yards and 9 touchdowns as a freshman. Then 700 yards as a sophomore and another 5 touchdowns. And then another 6 touchdowns and 1,083 this past season. So averaging 19.5 yards per catch for his college career, 20 touchdowns across 3 seasons. He's tough. He can get vertical. I think there were questions that he wasn't super athletic or that he was this small player. He comes into the combine and kind of measures in and tests athletically really similar to Garrett Wilson a year ago. So not to comp Marvin Mims to Garrett Wilson. I think Garrett Wilson was the way more refined player. But the whole Marvin Mims is small and potentially unathletic thing, I think, got put to bed this offseason, and rightfully so. Super productive player, really natural catcher. I hope that he gets that day two draft capital. I think he will. And then it's kind of wheels up for Marvin Mims for me. Quentin Johnston is somebody I've cooled on throughout the process. I think that he still probably is going in round one just based on the way I think the NFL will value him. But just the inconsistencies with some of his game for fantasy purposes has kind of leveled me out where it's like I think Quentin Johnston could have a much better professional career and the value that he brings to an NFL team than he ever might for fantasy football purposes. And that's fine, but just has kind of pushed him down the board pretty steadily over this offseason. Conversely, Cedric Tillman is somebody that I've had the opposite kind of offseason with, where the first time I watched him, I don't know, it must have been like an off night or, you know, was watching the wrong games because I was like, oh, this guy's fine, but, you know, nothing special. He's moved up a lot for me since then. I really wish I could find a spot for him to even bump him up a little higher. I think he really plays with his size well, which is something that this wide receiver class lacks a lot of, and he's really good at it. I think manipulating defenders and kind of shielding defenders with his big frame, Tillman is somebody I think the NFL will really like, especially because of the size that he has. And some of these smaller guys will still get drafted and drafted pretty early, but NFL teams will covet these guys time and time again that are built like they're ready for what the league historically has valued. And then Josh Downs closing out tier three for me, an electric slot player. We know that Josh Downs is a very good player. We know he's been a very productive player for the University of North Carolina. He had over 1,300 yards in 2021 and 8 touchdowns, 1,029 and 11 touchdowns this past year. So really productive across those past 2 years for North Carolina. He's going to be primarily a slot player at the NFL level. And the hope should be that, you know, he lands in an offense where the path to volume is pretty easy to see early on in his career for fantasy football purposes. But I still think he's a day two player. I think he honestly probably goes early to mid round two. It would shock me if he fell out of round two, but I think he's going on day two regardless. So again, that's tier three was Marvin Mims, Quentin Johnston, Cedric Tillman, and Josh Downs. Tier four, probably at this point, I think across most people's lists where, you know, you're close to getting outside the top 10 and these lists probably start to vary pretty significantly. But yeah, anyway, wide receiver number 9 for me in this class, kicking off tier 4, is Tank Dell. Right after him, we have Parker Washington, Jaden Reed, and Charlie Jones. So that's wide receivers 9, 10, 11, and 12. Tank Dell, Parker Washington, Jaden Reed, and Charlie Jones. Tank Dell, look, you're just, you're betting on the size, right? Like, he's a small guy, but man, is he good. I don't know that there is more than a few, if any, better route runners in this draft class than Tank Dell. If you can get past the size concerns, he's a good player. And I think he's got an NFL career ahead of him. Just have to hope that he can hold up, you know, with the physicality of the game at the next level. Parker Washington is just a fun player to me. He's a wide receiver built like a running back, can give you the tough yards, can give you kind of those gritty, keep the chains moving plays. I really hope he finds his way into day 2 draft capital, because I do think his toughness is something that will be valued pretty highly by NFL teams. So yeah, I'd love to see him sneak into day 2. Jaden Reed is somebody that, another like prime example of a guy that I think just flew under the radar for a while. After the 2021 season, like 2022 was a little more down, a little more quiet, but then has a really good Senior Bowl, you know, as a wide receiver, like not even talking about return stuff. And that's the plus side. Solid return man. Very good return man. And I do love these players that are going to go on, you know, day 2 or day 3 of the NFL draft. Give me that special teams value, not even just for fantasy football purposes. Keep you on the roster. Keep you getting as many cracks as you can to make a difference for that team. So I think Jaden Reed can definitely do that, and has really kind of showcased some nice ability, underrated ability as a wide receiver through this process. And then Charlie Jones closes out tier number 4 for me. Just catches everything. I love Charlie Jones. Really just solid player, solid kind of guy that kind of similarly going to give you some, keep the chains moving, just solid, reliable hands, and stuff like that will keep you around an NFL team. So again, that tier 4, which was the wide receivers 9, 10, 11, and 12, Tank Dell, Parker Washington, Jaden Reed, Charlie Jones. And then tier 5, Tier 5 runs through number 20, so just real quick, we'll go through them and then kind of give some quick closing thoughts. Jonathan Mingo, Tyler Scott, Michael Wilson, Bryce Ford-Wheaton, Puka Nacua, Rakim Jarrett, Xavier Hutchinson, and A.T. Perry. Mingo, another guy similar to, kind of similar to Cedric Tillman, just one of these bigger receivers that I think the NFL will value because they have size in a class that lacks size and toughness through a lot of the wide receiver position. Tyler Scott, a very good deep threat, left wanting by the rest of his game, but solid deep threats find NFL roles. So Tyler Scott is next for me. Michael Wilson is somebody that has had a bit of an injury history, but another tough guy, runs with toughness, willing blocker. I know you don't get points for that, but those are the things that will help keep you on a roster or help give you opportunity. He just is built like an NFL wide receiver, not super explosive and has injury concerns, but a player that I do like. Bryce Ford-Wheaton is your size speed threat, all upside. Reminds me of kind of when Donovan Peoples-Jones was coming out a couple of years ago. I'll take some shots on Bryce Ford-Wheaton late in rookie drafts just for upside alone. Puka Nacua, good uncontested catch situations. He's a fun player. I like the idea of him more than I like what the product is right now. But we'll see. I'm interested to see if he can get kind of moved around like a big slot receiver at the next level a little bit, but we'll see there. Rakim Jarrett, a player that's been on radars for a while, former 5-star recruit, athletic, but didn't maybe test as athletic as we hoped. And then has some concerns with drops, has some work to do as a route runner, but can work the intermediate area of the field and has nice quickness and can do some nice yards after catch work as well. Xavier Hutchinson, another one of the big guys. So down the stretch, these last couple guys here, similar to Mingo or Tillman, have, I think, what helps separate them from the rest of this pack. Xavier Hutchinson, productive receiver, 6'2", 203 pounds. Another one of the, you know, stronger boundary types. And then A.T. Perry, who might be a little underrated at this point, honestly. Really nice length, has some production. You know, he had almost 1,300 yards and 15 touchdowns for Wake Forest in 2021. And then 11 touchdowns again in 2022 to go along with almost 1,100 yards. So he's a name that I keep looking at. Like, do I want to move A.T. Perry up? But, you know, for now, that's where we're at. We'll see what the draft does in terms of draft capital and fit and how this shakes up the list across the board. So there you go. Top 20 wide receivers. Real quick, from 1 to 20, it was Jaxon Smith-Njigba, Jordan Addison, Zay Flowers, Jalin Hyatt, Marvin Mims, Quentin Johnston, Cedric Tillman, Josh Downs, Tank Dell, Parker Washington, Chaden Reed, Charlie Jones, Jonathan Mingo, Tyler Scott, Michael Wilson, Bryce Ford Wheaton, Puka Nacua, Rakeem Jarrett, Xavier Hutchinson, and A.T. Perry. My top 20 rookie wide receivers from the 2023 NFL draft class, just ahead of the draft itself. So there you have it. I appreciate everybody for listening. We'll get two more in next week before the draft itself to talk top tight ends. And of course, we got to talk running backs. So keep it here next week. We'll talk more draft. I appreciate everybody for listening. We'll talk to you later.